Panic glistened in Ziyu's eyes. He had met his match. Gasping for breath, he pleaded for his life.
Sir, a boon. A boon. Spare me.
There was no mercy in the face of the Long Patrol captain. He knocked the rapier to one side and thrust forward with the curving sabre tip.
You ask for mercy, ferret. You who moments ago whipped a wounded creature with your blade. You have lived the life of a coward. Now learn to die like a soldier, sir.
Ziyu slid lifeless to the sand. Sabretash tucked the sword beneath his elbow like a pace stick and marched boldly off. While the fight had been in progress, Bradbury and Blogwood had sneaked out and retrieved Ford Petal's body. Agal and his band came marching around to the sloping right side of the mountain. It was completely deserted. The stoat captain had expected to meet some resistance, but there was nothing. Just a solid rock face soaring upward with no sign of entry visible. A weasel called Bandrill shrugged his shoulders in bewilderment and said,
Well, we're here. What'll we do now, Captain?
Agal cuffed the hapless weasel, a quick clip over his ear.
So, what you think we do, pea-brain? We climb up and try and find a way in, of course. Now get climbing, all of you!
Encumbered by spears, shields and various weapons, the horde beasts began clambering, not too enthusiastically, up the rock face. Agal was well ahead of the rest, energetically scaling upward and calling back in a loud whisper.
If we can find a window or some way in, we battle our way down to the main entrance and unblock it for Captain Ziyu.
Bandrill lagged the back of the climbers, waiting for an even tardier rat to catch up with him.
Come on, you, move yourself,
he called down.
Keep your eyes peeled for entrances.
The rat gave him a withering glance and climbed slower.
Entrances? You must be zaft as a bat if you think I'm going to climb inside of there. The place is full of badgers and hares.
Bandrill sat down on a grass-covered ledge.
You're like myself, mate, not soft.